I was out of the country from I was 15, 16 till 1972.
Okay. Whereabouts were you?
I was in London.
London, okay.
Yeah. And then I left again in 1994 and I was away for another till 2005. So I was more in touch then with history here than I would have been in my younger teenager. Mm. What interest have you in history?
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah.
I don't know about this subject, how it...
And where you were living, like when you were living in London, like were you aware of kind of political things that were happening kind of in London at the time? Or
not really. I was a teenager and it was the flower power days.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I was 1960, 61 to 72, 60-ish to 72.
Yeah.
And no, I wouldn't. I had a survival kick on there too, Kura. My mother decided that we should sell, and I think she owed money, that we would sell and go to London because she was illegitimate and she didn't want us to find out. And we were going to the local school and she, it was just, we'd move several times as children, but we were moved back to the original area we're in and the local neighbours all knew her history. And she didn't want us to find out she was illegitimate.
Isn't that desperate? Isn't it?
And she
so
moved
sad.
Us to London. And we spent 2 weeks. We had enough money to spend 2 weeks in a small hotel. And after that, the money ran out. And I remember being told that the boys had to go in one hostel and the girls had to go in another hostel. And I was the eldest. And I said, no hostel for me. And I went off out looking for a job.
And many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had a sister and two brothers.
Okay.
There's two girls and two boys.
Yeah.
And I went and I got a job the first day I went out. A live-in job.
Mm. Were you 15, did you say?
I was about 15 and a half.
Yeah.
It was in a pub. It was live-in. I was kind of a housekeeper.
Yeah.
But I ended up, I was the housekeeper, then I was the barmaid, then I had my own bar. In that cocktail bar, opened a cocktail bar, and then I went into management in the pub trade.
Absolutely fantastic.
But I worked all the way up, and it was tough years. You're on a survival kick. You don't really have much interest in the politics of the country.
On the other side of it.
Then I knew if I got into Navan, I'd find a job. There were no jobs around. This was the 80s now. So I got a job, again, I knew the matron in Navan Hospital, and I went down to her one day and I said, a job, I need a job, I need to feed my kids, and she gave me a job. And I stayed there for about 6 years, and she was encouraging me because of my age, I was like 49. She said, I worked in America, if you want to get on, and she knew the marriage wasn't doing too well, she said, apply for a visa and go to America. You'll fly in America. So I applied for a visa and I got one. And I came back in the lunchtime and I ran into the office and went, what's that? Is that a visa? Is that a visa? And she went, yeah, you got one. Because I wasn't sure. I was reading it and thinking, oh God. So I went to America in 94. I was 49 years old with a 16-year-old son, adopted son, and two suitcases. And you just get on there. People help you there. People are nice. People treat you with respect.
And had you a contact over there?
I had a phone number of someone I never met. But anyway, look, life, if you don't ask, you won't receive.
Well, yeah, it shows your courage and determination. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't be able to take on that.
Just turned it down, so they would have just,
I had borrowed a lot of money. I had borrowed then a lot of money. It was 4,500 or something, because you have to pay for visas for the kids. You have to pay for medicals and tickets over and back. And, you know, the kids were all in school, and one of them didn't want to go, and that was fair enough. She was 18. She could stay. But I came home then in 2005 and went to work in Blanchardstown Hospital.